passions, but of my transgression. Against you only have I sinned and done this evil before thee, that thou mightest be justified in thy words and prevail when thou judgest. For behold, thou hast conceived the iniquities and in sins my mother bare me. For behold, thou hast loved truth, the hidden and secret things of thy wisdom hast thou made manifest unto me. Thou shalt sprinkle me with hyssop, and I shall be made clean. Thou shalt wash me, and I shall be made whiter than snow. Thou shalt make me to hear the joy and gladness, the bones will be humbled, they shall rejoice. Turn thy face away from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of thy salvation, and with thy governing spirit establish me. I shall teach transgressors thy ways, and the ungodly shall turn back unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, the God of my salvation. My tongue shall rejoice in thy righteousness. O Lord, thou shalt open my lips, and my mouth shall declare thy praise. For if thou hast desired sacrifice, I have given with whole burnt offerings, thou shalt not be pleased. A sacrifice unto God is a broken spirit, a heart that is humbled and broken, God will not despise. Be good, O Lord, make a pleasure in the sight of the walls of Jerusalem be builded. Then shalt thou be pleased in the sacrifice of righteousness with oblation and whole burnt offerings. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar. O God, be attentive unto helping me, O Lord, make haste to help me. Let them be shamed and confounded that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to shame that desire evils against me. Let them be turned back straightway in shame that say unto me, well done, well done. Let them be glad and rejoice in thee, that all that seek after thee, O God, and let them that love thy salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. But always for me, I am poor and needy. O God, come unto mine aid. My helper and my deliverer art thou, O Lord, make no long tarrying. O Lord, hear my prayer, give ear to my supplication, and thy truth hearken unto me in thy righteousness, and enter not into judgment with thy servant, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified. For the enemy hath persecuted my soul, he hath humbled my life down to the earth. He hath sat me in darkness as those that have been long dead. My spirit within me has become despondent, within me my heart is troubled. I remembered the days of old, I meditated on all thy works, I pondered in the creations of thy hands. I stretch forth my hands unto thee, my soul thirsteth after thee like a waterless land. Quickly hear me, O Lord, my spirit hath fainted away. Turn not thy face away from me, lest I be like unto them that go down to the pit. Cause me to hear thy mercy in the morning, for in thee have I put my hope. Cause me to know, O Lord, the way wherein I should walk, for unto thee have I lifted up my soul. Rescue me from mine enemies, O Lord, unto thee have I fled for refuge. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy good spirit shall lead me in the land of uprightness. For thy name's sake, O Lord, shalt thou quicken me. In thy righteousness shall thou bring my soul out of affliction, and thy mercy shall thou utterly destroy my enemies. And thou shalt cut off all them that afflict my soul, for I am thy servant. Glory to God in the highest, and earth peace, goodwill among men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee, we give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy on us, that takest away the sin of the world. Receive our prayer, that sittest at the right hand of the Father, and have mercy on us. For thou only art holy, thou only art Lord, Jesus Christ, the glory of God the Father, amen. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever, yea, forever and ever. Lord, unto thee have I fled for refuge. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. For in thee is the fountain of light. In thy light shall we see light. O continue thy mercy unto them that know thee. Vouchsafe, O Lord, to keep us this night without sin. Blessed art thou, O Lord, the God of our fathers, and praised and glorified is thy name to the ages. Amen. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us according as we have hoped in thee. Blessed art thou, Lord, teach me thy statutes. Blessed art thou, Master, give me understanding of thy statutes. Blessed art thou, Holy One, enlighten me with thy statutes. O Lord, thy mercy endureth forever, disdain not the work of thy hands. And to these do praise, and to these do song, to thee glory is due. To the Father, to the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and ever, to the ages of ages. Amen.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible. And in one Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the only begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God, begotten, not made, being one essence of the Father, by whom all things are made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from the heavens, and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became man, and was crucified for us with Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and rose again on the third day according to Scriptures, and ascended to the heavens, and sitteth at the right hand of the Father, and shall come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And
the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeded from the Father, with the Father and Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets, in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, I confess one baptism for the remission of sins, I look for the resurrection of the dead, and life age to come. Amen.
It is truly meet to call thee blessed, Theotokos, the ever-blessed and all-immaculate Mother of our God, more honorable than the cherubim, beyond compare, more glorious than the seraphim, thee without corruption gave us birth to God the Word, the very Theotokos, thee be magnified.
I shall open my mouth to chant, and with thy Spirit shall I be filled, and where shall I now pour forth unto the Mother and Queen, and I shall be seen in joyous jubilation, acclaiming exultant thee all of her wondrous deeds. Most holy Mother of God, save us. O Christ, pardon thou with life, and clearly sealed with the Spirit's grace. On seeing thee, O pure one, the great archangel cried out, and exclaimed, rejoice, O blessed soul of rejoicing, through whom our first mother's nurse, all journey is this vow. Most holy Mother of God, save us. Rejoice, Virgin Bride of God, for thou art Adam's recovery. Rejoice, O blameless one, thou art the death that abates, and the only King's pure dwelling place in palace. Rejoice, fiery throne of the only Omnipotent. Glory to Father and Son and Holy Spirit. Rejoice, O thou only one who blossomed forth the unfading rose. Rejoice, for to thee was born the apple fragrant and sweet. For thou art, O maid, the only King's pure fragrance. Rejoice, O unwedded one, ransom of all the world.
Both now and ever, and unto the ages of the ages, amen. O treasure of purity, rejoice, for from our most grievous fall, we rose once again through thee. Rejoice, O lily most sweet, filling faithful men with fragrance, O pure lady, O incense of fearless scent, priceless and precious myrrh.
Make steadfast, O holy Theotokos, a living and never-failing spring. All them that form a company and gather for to praise thy name, and by thy grace divine, O made them all worthy.
Most holy Mother of God, save us. Rejoice and extend fast, O holy Theotokos, the living and never failing spring. All them that form a company and gather for to praise thy name, and by thy grace divine, O making them all worthy of glory's crowns.
Most holy Mother of God, save us. So thou unseal then that blossom the ear of the sacred and divine, the living table art thou made, and held the very bread of life. Rejoice, unfailing wellspring of the living water, O Queen of all.
Most holy Mother of God, save us. O heifer that bear the blameless calf, for the faithful to thee we cry, rejoice. Rejoice, most gracious mercy, seat and throne of Christ, the King of all. Rejoice, thou you that bear the Lamb of God that taketh away men's sins.
Glory to Father and Son and Holy Spirit. Rejoice, ringing more than has done, bringing forth Christ, God the spiritual Son. Rejoice, O dwelling of the light, thou didst dispel the gloom of night, and didst holy annihilate the darksome ranks of the demon's hosts.
Both now and ever, and unto the ages of the ages, amen. Rejoice, for thou art alone the gateway and portal which God the Word traversed. O Lady, thou didst crush the bars and gates of Hades by thy birth. Rejoice, O holy entry of the saint, O praised and O lauded one.
Seated in his holy glory, on the throne of divinity, Jesus, God transcendent, cometh on a light, God as King of all, and he has saved by his Spirit an undefiled man. And the cry to him, glory, O Christ, to thy sovereign might.
Most holy Mother of God, save us. With the voice of song we cry out, O all praise unto thee with faith. Rejoice, O Butter Mountain, girdled in the Spirit by grace divine. Rejoice, O lampstand and urn of manna from on high, which has sweetened all pious men's senses in godly wise.
Most holy Mother of God, save us.
Thou, O undefiled Lady, art the mercy seat of the world, and the ladder raising all men from the earth to the heights of grace. Rejoice, O bridge that does truly lead from death to life. All that praise thy name and cry rejoice unto thee, O Maid. Most holy Mother of God, save us. Being higher than the heavens, in thy womb thou didst hold the earth's pillar and foundation, and thou didst not suffer travail, O Maid. Rejoice, O she shall that dippest in thine own pure blood, the blessed purple robe, dyed for the King of all heaven's host.
Glory to Father and Son and Holy Spirit.
To the Lawgiver,
O Lady, is the gift, birth, and very truth. Freely, O pure Virgin, he hath blotted out our iniquities. O depth unknown to our minds and heights ineffable. O unwedded maid, we all through thee have been deified.
Both now and ever, and unto the ages of ages, amen. For the world, O maid, didst thou place a pure crown fashioned not by man. Hence with things we praise thee, crying out, rejoice, O blessed virgin maid. Thou art all mankind's pure rampart and firm citadel, and our battlement and sacred shelter and sacred tree.
All creatures were sore amazed at thy divine and great glory made, O pure virgin who hast not known Wemma. For thou didst hold in thy womb the God of all, and gavest birth to the timeless Son, who doth grant salvation unto all them that acclaim thy name.
Most holy Mother of God, save us. Rejoice, O all blameless one, for thou didst bring forth the way of life, saving all of mankind from the flood of sin and transgression. Rejoice, O bride of light, thy fame every point inspire up, for in thee creation's Lord made his dwelling place of rest.
Most holy Mother of God, save us. Rejoice, O most spotless Maid, O Lord, our might and our battlement, and blessed sanctuary of God's glory. The death of babies and bridal chamber of lights, rejoice, joyful angelic host, with the speedy help of heaven, let entreat me with faithful.
Most holy Mother of God, save us. Rejoice, fiery chariot of God, the Queen of all. For in thee the tree of life was planted. Even the Lord God, O living paradise, his sweetness doth grant life to all men.
and send that glory unto the God whom she hath borne.
Most holy Mother of God, save us. On this divine and most honored feast of God's O Holy Mother, let all of godly mind now celebrate. Come, let us faithful now clap our hands and send our glory unto the God whom she hath borne.
Most holy Mother of God, save us. O wine, same chamber of God, the Word, thou art the cause of deification of all men, spotless one. O echoing of the prophet's words, rejoice thou blessed dormant of the apostles' choirs.
Most holy Mother of God, save us. From thee there came down the holy dew that quenched the burning flame of idolatry. For this we cry to thee. Rejoice thee do, please foreseen of all, in God's most awesome wonder revealed to Gideon.
Glory to Father and Son and Holy Spirit. Behold, we cry and rejoice to thee, be thou the port of haven, all that sail upon the stormy sea. Of grievous sorrows and stumbling blocks, and of these feats unnumbered laid by the enemy.
Both now and ever, and unto the ages of the ages, amen. O cause of gladness, come fill our thoughts with gladness, that we all may cry out to thee. Rejoice on burning bush. Rejoice, O thou, holy, filled with light, ever protecting all them that keep the holy faith.
No created thing, but only the Creator, would the godly minded youth adore and worship as God. But men fully trembling, down threats of fire they cried out, O supremely praised. And all will claim, what blessed art thou, O thou Lord God of our fathers.
Most holy Mother of God, save us. In acclaiming thee, we cry, rejoice, O chariot of the noetic sun. Rejoice to cry that despair, that truly red cluster of grapes dripping with the wine that hath flooded all the souls of them that glorify thee most faithfully, O Virgin.
Most holy Mother of God, save us. To the healer of all mankind, thou hast given birth. Rejoice, O Bride of God. Thou art the mystical bride, from whom the unfading rose blossomed and budded forth, and through thee we men inherit life and filled with joy, cry rejoice to thee, O Lady.
Most holy Mother of God, save us. Resurrection stars cannot acclaim thee worthily above the seraphim. Art thou exalted, O Maid? For thou, Lady, didst bring forth Christ, the one King of all. Him do thou entreat, that we who worship here in faith be now rescued from all evil.
Glory to Father and Son and Holy Spirit. To the ends of earth, thy name is ever praised and blessed, and all men cry to thee. Rejoice, O volume wherein the word was inscribed by the fathers and O pure one, O Theotokos, was prayed. In that thy servants be inscribed in the book of life, O faith one.
Both now and ever, and unto the ages of ages, amen. We are slaves, O Maid, entreat thee and to bow the knee of our hearts to thee. Incline thine ear, O pure one, and save us who sink in affliction and suffering, and preserve thy flock from every evil and assault of the foe Theotokos.
Redeemed and scourged, cast in the furnace, were saved by the offspring which the Theotokos bear, then in figure and in type, now in very truth and deed. And he had gathered all the wounds, crying out in chant, he worked
works of his, O sing the Lord's praises, and exalt and pray before ages and all ages.
Most holy Mother of God, save us. Thy womb hath received the word and master, thou hellest within the air who doth sustain all things. With thine help, O most pure maid, thou didst feed and nourish him. Who by and not doth nourish all the world to him we chant. He works of his, so sing the Lord's praises, and exalt and pray thee for ages and all ages.
Most holy Mother of God, save us. Bless Moses, the prophet, and receive in the bush thy most wondrous God's words, awesome mystery.
This you did the godly use,
once clearly did make the whole. As they stood in the flaming fire and were not burned thereby, O undefiled and most holy Virgin, hence we all exalt thee to ages and all ages.
Most holy Mother of God, save us. We that burning seed were once stripped naked, are clothed with lust and corruption by thy bringing forth. Though we sat in six dark nights, clearly we have seen the light. For thou, O maiden full of grace, art an abode of the light. For this we chant and cry out thy praises, and exalt thee greatly for ages and all ages.
Glory to Father and Son and Holy Spirit. The dead are through thee, O Virgin, quickened, for thou didst give birth to Christ, the apostolic life. They that were bereft of speech, truly found thee eloquent. Lepers are cleansed, all maladies are cast away from us. The multitude of aerial spirits suffereth in thee, O salvation of all mortals.
Both now and ever, and unto the ages of ages, amen. O thou didst spare the world's salvation through me, are we raised from earth into the heavens high. Rejoice, O all that's made, for thou art the shelter and defense. From wall and rampart, O Jehovah,
let every earthborn man upleap in the Spirit and now hold his torch on high, and let all the body learn the poetic verse of Stella in joyously. But the altar pushes the fine and sacred vows and all as they cry out, rejoice for thou, O blessed one.
Rejoice for God alone, my dear.
rejoice that most of all the saints and converts of the martyrdom. Rejoice, most sacred ornaments of all the righteous ones, and adornment of all that the bride rejoice, the salvation of us all the faithful flock.
Both now and ever, and unto the ages of ages, amen. Spare, almighty God, forgive our inheritance and overlook our sins. To this end thou hast, O Lord, the one that bare thee seamlessly here on earth, and now entreateth thee who hast for thy mercy's sake and compassion, will thou to become a man, and be clothed with a form that was not thine own.
Escort of holy souls, rejoice, thou bride. multitude of thy many compassions. For even though should we offer thee, O holy King, odes of praise numberless as the sands, we should still have done nothing worthy what thou hast given unto us, who cry to thee, Alleluia.
Thank you.
Lord, who does bear the word, who is more holy than all the saints, as thou receivest this our offering, rescue us from all, from every calamity, and deliver from future torment those who cry with one voice, Alleluia.
Thank you. Father.